The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
That's one of the things that always kind of drives me nuts is we treat politicians like they're our sports teams now.
Right.
That goes back to something I've talked about for a long time. It's like, oh, you know, your guy sucks. Well, you know what? Yeah, he probably does, but so does yours. They all do.
Well, and it is like a sports team in a way because even when your team sucks, you don't want to admit it. Carlos Hyde signs with the Seattle Seahawks a one-year deal reportedly worth $4 million. If I'm not mistaken, didn't the Texans offer 2 years at five per?
That was the rumor, yes.
That tells me one of two things. Either Carlos Hyde really didn't want to play here, or Carlos Hyde just made a really bad miscalculation of what his actual value was, and he missed out on getting paid above market value like every other Texans player seems to get.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first 2 hours. That was the sports. I mean, I guess we talked a little bit about the Brady documentary, too. But we had some other stuff. And it was a fun first hour, including a gym of the day where weed might stop the Rona. So
potential all Rona good killer.
Exactly. Somebody asked, is this fake news about Dak saying, if they can't afford me, trade me to a team that can? I haven't heard that, but guess what?
Ain't nobody trading for him to pay that.
No. There's not a team in the league. So, well, but I don't know. I didn't actually see that, so it's probably fake news. All right, so I have these countries that hate Americans, and I want to play this game. You tell me which of these you would have interest in going to.
Okay. If any.
We start with Greece.
Nope. I didn't know they hated us, but nope.
63% of them do.
What's their reasoning? They used to be the leaders of the world. They figured everything out first, and then we came along, and now we're a better society than them. We're more advanced.
Apparently, they blame us for their economic problems.
Oh, okay. So,
85% of Egyptians hate us.
Ooh, that's Nick Sharara's people.
Yeah, because the U.S. backed Hosni Mubarak. So.
Well, also, yeah. Having talked to Nick, and I didn't even really need to talk to Nick to figure this out, I have 0.0 interest in ever, ever, ever going to Egypt.
Yeah, it's not on my list, that's for sure. But, I mean, there are countries in the Middle East I'd like to go to, but that's not one of them. Here's one that surprises me a little, but maybe not.
Where do you want to go, like Dubai?
Yeah, I'd like to go to Dubai for the World Cup 1 year.
Yeah, not me.
The World Cup of the
horse
Dubai
racing
World Cup racing festival. Yeah. Germany, 47% unfavorable rating.
Oh, is that true? Germany that's a place that I think I'd be okay visiting.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, I was hoping if I ever got back over to England that I could jump over to Germany for a couple of days, but 47% of them hate us. This one,
good to
know.
Does it say why?
It says they have a love-hate relationship with us. So I guess it's
probably
the old ones.
We whooped that ass.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
They ought to be grateful. Guess what? Hitler's not around anymore. You're welcome.
You know, maybe if I endorse the Third Reich, they'd come around.
I wouldn't really feel great about you doing that, honestly.
Well, just look at it this way. Yes, there were some bad things that they did, but let's look at the positives. They invented jets. They invented the Blitzkrieg. Without that, would we have the Blitz? No. So let's look at the positives. Yeah, it doesn't quite work.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go.
Here's one that
you do
I'll
have Jewish kids too. That would make it uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't think they'd go for that. Iran. Yeah, screw you. We're not going.
Really? Iran doesn't like us? I can't imagine.
Jordan does not
what
like
next?
Us.
Syria?
Oh, yeah. All of those countries are on this list. Jordan, Turkey. Which,
yeah. All no places. Interest. No interest in going ever, ever, ever.
The Palestinian territories. Wonder why. Russia hates us.
Yeah.
I don't know why they run our country. Why would they hate us? Apparently it was...
No interest in going either.
Yeah, although, I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Moscow at some point, but not on my list. But apparently it's because the U.S. opposition to its intervention in the Ukraine is what...
Oh, they don't like us. They don't like it. Like China doesn't like us talking about Hong Kong.
Right.
Yeah.
Belarus is another one because they're friendly with Russia.
Okay. I had no plans.
Here's another one. No plans at all. Lebanon.
Oh, yeah, hate us. You know what? I actually had a trip to Lebanon planned, and then COVID-19 hit, and I canceled.
Oh.
Yeah. Still looking to make that one up.
How about Argentina?
Again, zero interest in going. Zero.
Yeah, they do not trust us to act responsibly in the world, apparently.
Okay. Yeah, so. I don't trust them either.
How about Austria?
I guess 55%. I've never really given much thought of going to Austria, but it wouldn't have been on my list of places not to go.
Right. It's a beautiful place.
What do they hate about us?
Doesn't really say. It's just they have a 60% disapproval rating.
It's unfounded, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, we do a few things around the world to be hated, let's be honest. Slovenia, another one, not on my list. They don't approve of the leadership.
Oh, okay. Well, something we have in common.
Here's another one.
How many of these countries do you think hate us because they hate Trump, or before Trump hated us because they hated Obama?
Pretty much all of them. All of
yeah.
them.
Yeah, they act like we're all that person.
Exactly. Tunisia also not on my list.
Nope.
Apparently, most of if you're a Muslim country, Pakistan's on here. Yeah, no shock. Pakistan thinks that we're in bed with India, and they hate India. So, Chile is another one, which I would not have thought of. I hear that's beautiful.
I love Chilean food. I also love Pakistani food. So that's unfortunate, but yeah, I'm not going out of my way to visit them.
I really like Tunisian food, so now I'm very upset.
I don't know anything about Tunisian food.
This one's disappointing, Australia. 48%, but they say most of it is their dislike of Bush and Trump.
Okay.
Most Australians believe that Americans' ambition for power fuels both white nationalists and anti-racist counter-protesters.
Okay.
So, yeah. This one...
I don't know. I like the idea of going to Australia, but if they don't like us, I'm okay with that.
Well, they don't like Trump and Bush, so you might be okay there. How about this? Canada has a 51% disapproval rating.
Oh, how do you feel about that, Fred?
I'm going to say bull bleep because it's their dislike of Donald Trump and his policies. I don't know who they actually talk to, but if you go to Western Canada, they love Trump. And Alberta wants to be part of the United States. I mean, it is amazing. Now, obviously, you get over into Ontario where it's a lot more liberal, then maybe that's where some of this came from, or BC. But Western Canada, where my family is, they love us. Although my father-in-law really doesn't, but that's for a different reason.
That's because of you. That's a personal distaste.
It's a personal thing. Yeah. The Netherlands, which...
Oh, now that would 59%. Be on my list.
Yeah, well, here's what they think of you, AJ. You're ignorant, fat, racist, and paranoid extremists.
Well, yeah, but does that mean I can't visit?
Well, it just means they're not going to like you. That's their opinion of you.
Got me pegged, which is unfortunate. I'm an ignorant, fat, racist.
This one doesn't surprise me since we want to put up a damn
wall. They
think
the same of me that Twitter does.
Well, yeah, there you go. So maybe that's what... Where Twitter came from?
Maybe.
No shock that Mexico's on the list, considering somebody wants to build a wall. Something called Tajikistan, which I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, any stan country. I'm out on. No thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Iraq, yeah, I'm not really interested in there. I don't.
This list feels longer than you pegged it to be. Didn't you say like 10 or 15?
Yeah, 15. It turns out it's 25.
Sweden okay, I was going to say, there's a lot.
Yeah. This one bothers me. Sweden hates us.
Oh, why?
Says Sweden views liberal Americans as having a Sweden fetish as they view it as a liberal wonderland, and they also hate Donald Trump.
So they hate Trump, but they hate people who want their they want this country to be more like Sweden.
Yeah. Spain, 60%, mostly because of the Bush-era war on terrorism. They were dead set against a lot of what Bush was doing. China, of course, we don't need to get into because we know that's Daryl Morey's fault. So, yeah, that's it. Australia.
I doubt that's it, Sweden, honestly.
Well, no, that's just the top 25. So, but... I mean, there's some countries I would go to on there, but most of them, it's a big bleep you.
Yeah.
I mean, so 409 Chilton says, I guess the Greeks forgot how we bailed them out after World War II by giving them billions and protected them from the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that? You remember that? I actually didn't remember that. I forgot all about it.
Somebody blaming Pakistan on us not having Raheel anymore.
Could be.
So, all right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 975.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great one. Hope you have an awesome Memorial Day weekend. And find something fun to do. Let's get back to it, folks. Mr. Hoffman, did you have anything that we hadn't got to that you wanted to dive into? Because I got plenty of stuff left, but I just look up and it's 6:17, and I'm like, damn, we got three segments left?
I mean, I've got nothing pressing today. I didn't feel like there was anything that I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait to get on the radio with Fred to talk about this today. There wasn't anything like that that jumped out at me.
Okay.
I figured, you know, we've had some good conversation, certainly. We've even talked a little bit of sports. I mean, believe it or not, I know there's people who don't think that we do that ever, but we did it. We did it today, and it was glorious. You can listen back on podcastarena.com if you want to know exactly what we were talking about, but you'll have to find it.
But wait until hour number three is up.
Right, yeah. Listen to the rest of the show first, and then go back and find it, because it's probably awesome.
Yeah, we're not done. I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes there's stuff that I know you want to get to and we don't get to it, and then I feel like a horrible human being. I feel like the kind of guy who would endorse the Third Reich. So, you know, just wanted to make sure. I have an Ancient Alien update for you, AJ. I know you can't wait for this. Apparently, there's been all these reports of alien bases on Earth and Mars, the moon, all that stuff. Well, now, UFO and alien expert Scott Waring believes he has discovered an ancient alien city located on the planet Mercury. In 1973, NASA launched a robotic space probe called Mariner 10, and it was the first spacecraft to perform flybys of more than one planet, and it was able to make its way past Venus and Mercury and took a bunch of photos. And a lot of these photos were things that infrared, so the eye wouldn't pick it up. And so this guy, who I guess we would call an ancient astronaut theorist, basically says that there's a base there. These structures are thousands or more years old. And it says, time is of little importance to ancient aliens because they do not age like we do.
Oh, God. You got to get over this ancient aliens.
Well, but here's the best part. He shows this picture that supposedly has been enlarged 200%. And it's supposed to be an alien base. It's a freaking rock. That's it. I don't know how you can sit here and tell me, you know, because hey, I want there to be an ancient alien base on Mercury. I think that'd be awesome.
I know, you would love that.
I would love that. But like, look at this photo. You can clearly see. No, you can't clearly see anything but a rock. It looks like a panda, is what it looks like. Like a rock panda. And I would hope that advanced aliens who could live on Mercury would actually build like a cool base with, you know, turrets and weapons. But
well,
no,
they don't need weapons. You got to remember, if it's on Mercury, like Earthlings can't go to Mercury. Our people, we don't have the ability to get close enough to the sun to attack them. They don't need turrets. They've got built in. If they can withstand the heat of the bright yellow sun, then they don't have to worry about us attacking them because they know we cannot stand the heat of the bright yellow sun except for Superman. He gains power from the bright yellow sun, but not the red sun.
Superman, where are you now?
Where are you, Superman?
He says, I wonder if any of the doubters or skeptics have tried this, or are they too busy being paid by the NSA to leave negative feedback, comments, and such across the internet when actual evidence arrives? I know you skeptics are paid NSA employees. I'll be happy to endorse the NSA if they call me, but I'm not a paid NSA employee. And so he blows his photo up and puts these arrows that are pointing at rocks. And what the skeptics say is that this is something called pareidolia, which is defined as the tendency to perceive a specific, often meaningful image in a random or ambiguous visual pattern. In other words, you want to see it, so you do. I see a rock, and I want to see ancient aliens. I do. But, yeah. A32 says, lived in the Netherlands for 3 years, didn't hate Americans, but loved to make fun of us about Bush. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's funny that, because I have a lot of friends that aren't from here that live in other countries, and yeah, they make fun of our politics, but then they make fun of their own too. Like my British friends make fun of Boris Johnson as much as we make fun of Trump. So I like Boris. I love his hair. I wish I could have that hair. Lamont says, do you think they're movie fans calling movie radio shows and podcasts in the thick of COVID, telling them to talk movies? Probably.
Yeah.
But then I guess they still have Netflix stuff to talk about.
That's true.
You could do a whole 3 hours on The Extraction. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Yeah.
I kept hearing it had no plot.
Well, no, it's very John Wickish. It's basically video game killing. I like that when I don't have to think sometimes. It's not something you want to watch all the time. But I didn't hate it. You know, it was a fun hour and a half. A lot of murder.
I'll take that. I might watch it if I get bored. But I'm telling you, I've been spending all my time watching The Wire. I'm almost through with season 3. Which is a great season, underrated season, I think.
Agreed.
I'm unlike you. I just focus in on one thing, but I also don't. I'll watch two or three episodes a day max. You can go through like 9-10 episodes in a day of something.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it. I'll just
lock in and go. I can't do that. Especially if I'm really into it because I want to know what happens next. Like, The Wire, I already know what happens. I've seen it. So I could see watching that way on a rewatch, which is kind of what I'm doing. But, yeah, when I totally get into something, I want to know what happens next. We haven't talked about this yet, but there's some sportsy stuff that the NFL is talking about doing away with onside kicks and trying to convert a 4th and 15 from their own 25-yard line.
Yeah. Are you into that rule?
I don't hate it. I saw the percentages. The percentages of 4th and 15 are higher than onside kicks.
Yeah. I like the idea of it, like, for teams that are ahead. Like, if you're the Chiefs and you go up by 10 points, why don't you just do this and try to put the nail in the coffin? What's the real downside? They get the ball back?
Well, that's the thing. I think theoretically you could do it any time, right?
I'd do it every time.
I don't know if I'd do that, but I do think that it would add some strategy to it. I think what concerns me is how often you get those ticky-tack defensive holding calls that would be giving you a first down. Because you're always going to be throwing there.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, to me, getting it by penalty on an iffy call, that would kind of suck.
But, I mean, I think they would – that's the other thing. I wonder, you know – because the pass interference review rule lasted 1 year, and it was obviously an abject failure. I wonder if that means they're going to be told, hey, let's err on the side of caution, swallow the whistle a little here.
I would hope so. But the pass interference rule failed because the referees didn't want to enforce it. It was a disaster because they basically said, oh, well, you know what, you can throw the challenge flag. We're not going to change it. Instead of, hey, this was egregious, let's do it. So it's worked great in the CFL for years, and you know, you get plays overturned. Somebody says you'd only get 2 a game that you could do that with.
Okay. I mean, if you're a good team, I'd do it the first 2 times. Like if I'm a offense that I know I'm going to score a lot, I'd do it. And especially if I've got Patrick Mahomes, if I'm the Chiefs, I'm doing it the first 2 times out of the gate. Because if I can get a lead on you, you're screwed. You're screwed.
And well, I would save one for the end of game just in case you need it.
Yeah, boy, I'd be hard pressed to. I mean, because if you can get the ball back, imagine that you start the game 3 unanswered scores before they even get the ball. That's game changer.
Yeah, that's if you convert them both, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're the Chiefs, do you have any reason to believe you can't?
Yeah, I mean, it's still 4th and 15. Now, if you're playing against the Texans, absolutely, you do it every time you can because you know damn well they can't stop 4th and 15.
So I've got different people tweeting me and saying you have to be ahead or you have to be behind. I don't know if that's true because some people are saying it doesn't matter if you're ahead or behind. What's the deal?
Well, what if it's tied and you know your defense can't stop them?
I don't think there should be that rule. I think if it's – listen, because you can kick an onside kick when you're ahead. We've seen that happen in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That won the Super Bowl for the Saints, really.
Yep.
You know, that and the pick six or the interception, yeah. That was a momentum changer. So, all right. 713 asked something we'll talk about when we come back about NFL, and a friend of mine had asked me a similar question yesterday. I just never got around to it. So we'll have a little NFL question for you when we come back.
I've got some graduation stories on the other side. You know, a lot of people are graduating right now. I've got some two different examples of how things are being handled.
Okay.
First, I got to tell you about CBDMD.com. CBDMD.com. Listen, I've been a CBD fan for a long time. You know that. Everyone knows that. I've been talking about it for a long time. I love the stuff. Here's the deal. I used to have to be very careful with it because it's not inexpensive, and you can go overboard. But it helps with a lot of different things. If you've got headaches, you've got anxiety, you've got pain, it can help. Then CBDMD.com came around, and I was like, oh, my goodness. They've got great prices, incredibly high-quality stuff, very effective stuff. And, guys, every product is backed by a 60-day money-back guarantee. They've got great customer service. They're going to walk you through the whole process to make sure you're making an informed decision. And they're guaranteed that it's going to be safe and there's not going to be any THC. You're not going to get any kind of trouble. And you've got a great way to try it out and save money. 20% off when you use the promo code ESPN975 at CBDMD.com. That's promo code ESPN975.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A32 says, need some movie advice for date night. Tombstone or Unforgiven? Tombstone. Unforgiven's kind of depressing.
That's true. It's a good movie, though. But it's...
Yeah. But Tombstone definitely has so many memorable lines. And I think it's more Hollywood. So, yeah, I would go with that. And a lot of people asking, where's the other team get the ball if you don't convert? Wherever you get stopped. So it's just like an onside kick, basically. 713 mentioned the morning show, mentioned something about NFL teams charging four times the original ticket price to offset the loss of volume with fan attendance. What are your thoughts?
People won't go.
I wouldn't surprise me if they tried that. But I also think they're not very realistic about people's finances right now. And yeah, go ahead and do that and see how many fans you get. There will be people who can afford it and will pay it, but it's a lot less than you think. And I think if you try to I think trying to gouge people right now, even for the rest of this year,
you'll lose people forever.
It's pretty stupid. It really is. And a friend of mine had texted me yesterday about what are the odds that the NFL, NBA, and MLB still making season ticket holders pay for full season ticket packages where there's no fans and limiting fans? I do think at some point they've got to refund that money, don't they? MLB too. I don't know because I don't have any tickets. The only ones I had were Roughneck tickets, and they haven't refunded my money yet. So, but yeah, they should refund all that money. NHL too. I'm sure they're in the same boat. All right, what was it you wanted to get to here?
I had a couple different stories about graduations, and your daughter graduated. I mean, what was their festive? Was it like an online thing or what?
They haven't done it yet. They're talking about doing something in mid-June. I haven't talked to her yet to find out the latest because we usually chat about once a week, so I haven't talked to her yet this week, but they were going to do some kind of thing. They're looking to see if they can get it in person and, you know, try to do social distancing and all that. And as much as it sucks that she's not getting to do her high school graduation, I kind of think she's accepted it and she's already sort of moved on to, okay, I really want to get ready for college.
Right.
But yeah, if they do something, she'll definitely participate. We just don't know yet.
Well, Alabama, who is one of the worst hit states with COVID-19, has kind of just said, we're doing graduations. High schools in Alabama have gone ahead with ceremonies this week, provoking the ire of protesters and dismay amongst some health officials. And this comes as local Montgomery, Alabama officials warned this week that major hospitals had completely run out of available ICU beds due to an outbreak in the area. The governor announced that statewide bans on large entertainment venues, athletic activities, and childcare facilities would end on Friday at 5 p.m. So, of course, I'm guessing there's a bunch of graduations happening right now at 5 p.m. But it's not going well for that state necessarily. And because graduations weren't looked at as athletic events, they just kind of went ahead and did it. So, and now my guess is Alabama, which, listen, Alabama's not in, they're already pretty bad. I guess you could say, well, I mean, is it really going to get worse? I don't know. That's a tough call to make, certainly. But it ain't going to get better anytime soon with that going on.
I would worry less about the students, but you got a lot of old parents and grandparents and stuff going to those things.
That's true.
And really, if you graduated high school in Alabama, how much are you celebrating? I mean, that's like fifth grade anywhere else, isn't it?
Well, let's go to Oklahoma City, where their elementary graduation, they did a drive-through graduation. They were trying to not have the coronavirus outbreak, which, by the way, any graduation other than high school and college graduations are stupid. So if you're,
your kid
finishing kindergarten doesn't warrant a parade. All right.
Well, I agree 100%, but I have to say I went to every single one of mine.
Well, I have too.
And I hated it, but I did it.
Parents and teachers decorated posters and cars, and they did a drive-through graduation. And one fella who lived by the elementary school made his own sign. It said, "Shut the F up." So he was not a good sport about the elementary school graduation. He did not like it. Does that seem fair?
I wouldn't throw that at kids.
Right? That seems harsh. That's
a bit much. Yeah.
So two different ways to handle graduation. Just F it or just tell little kids to shut the bleep up. But either way apparently works.
Now, I think there's ways you can do it. And I know it's important to people, but yeah, you know, the just let bleep it and let's just go idea, that doesn't work. I mean, you have to be somewhat responsible, right? And again, I don't have a real problem with a bunch of youngs being in one place because it hasn't really affected them very much. But if they give it to their parents or grandparents, then those are people who are at risk.
Yeah.
You see Patrick Ewing apparently has the Rona?
I saw that, yeah. How old Patrick Ewing? You think 50-something?
He can't be much older than me. He's got to be right around my age.
Okay.
Because I think we were in college at the same time. I'll have to look. He's a couple years older than me.
Okay.
He should be fine. He's not that magical 60.
He's 57.
57, yeah. He's fine. He's in the safe range. You know, unless he's morbidly obese.
That's true.
Which, you know. Somebody said Astros several weeks ago offered either 25% refund or money to roll over to 2021 plans. I'm assuming that'll be updated once they finalize the agreement. I think that's probably part of everything, is everybody's just sort of waiting to see what winds up happening. And they'll probably give you an option to roll it into next year. I'm guessing a lot of people would rather just have the money.
That's what I would guess, right? I mean, right now it's like, oh, yeah, because who knows what life's going to be like a year from now? Hell, you might be dead.
Well, and we still haven't seen the financial impact yet as much as it's going to be. And I know nobody wants to hear that, but the truth is, it's bad right now, but this is not something that's just going to come right back just because we're reopening things. And there'll be businesses that never come back. And there's going to be sports teams that fold. It's and maybe even entire leagues at some point, because there's just not. And I think you'll see a lot of college teams maybe not able to do sports anymore. There's some major seismic shifts coming in the sports world here over the
yep.
next year, and it's, you know, I don't want to be the alarmist, because I hate how alarmist people are being. So I'm not being alarmist about the Rona, but I am about the economy, and you know I'm very nervous about that. It's just going to be a very different world we live in, and I think if I owned a sports team or a league, I'd be very cognizant of that before I started doing stuff like not giving people their money back and or trying to charge four times
exactly.
the price for a ticket, you know, or bitching about, you know, not getting paid enough to play baseball. So, Tyler has a picture of him from this year. He's put on a little weight, but he's not bad. I'm sure the scale would call him morbidly obese, but he's just a little frumpy. He looks a little foury. But no, not bad. But yeah, hopefully he'll be okay. So, has anybody heard anything on Art Howe?
I have not.
Apparently he had it really bad. I haven't seen anything.
I saw that he was discharged, I think, earlier in the week.
Oh, okay.
I think they sent him home.
Then I think he's doing fine. So, all right. Well, guess what, boys? One last
segment.
One segment
remains.
I'm hopeful that we have some really good stupid stuff. I don't want to put too much on Aaron, but it was a pretty fun week. So I'm guessing we have good stupid stuff. Aaron, how would you rank it since you've heard it? Obviously.
It's strong. Definitely strong, and there's some guest appearances on there as well.
Awesome.
Excellent.
All right, let's take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show here for the last segment. 281 says, I've learned during quarantine that I've been learning cool drink ideas about to make a Moscow Mule. Yeah, I heard Lance talking about that. I think he's been doing a bunch of cool drinks.
My wife is on the mule kick as well. I've been making those Huachaca old fashions with mezcal and tequila and bitters and a little orange zest. Very good. And some agave nectar.
You guys are fancy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Lamont says, are you guys at least a bit curious that a rich nation such as America, who has sick wealth, can be taken down in 6 weeks of no commerce? That's crazy to me. In personal terms, it's beginning to look like America's living paycheck to paycheck. I'm not surprised at all. And I've been saying all along, there's a reason we took our money out of the stock market last year is, you know, the wife saw a crash coming before the Rona, and obviously the Rona made it worse. But it's a rich nation, but the wealth disparity is so much that, you know, most people are living check to check. Most companies are living check to check. And it's not ideal. But unless you're, you know, Elon Musk or one of those guys, then a lot of companies are on pretty tight margins. And that's why so many jobs have been lost. So I'm not surprised at all. I don't think this country is nearly as rich as we want to make it out to be. It is for a very, very small amount of people. But, you know, that's being exposed. Hey, let's do a little stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I wish I could just have a standalone mustache and not look creepy.
Have you ever tried?
Yeah, I did it like the Movember thing. I did the like where I grew it out for like butt cancer.
Which also doesn't make any sense. It's like, well, here's some, we support butt cancer. Here's my mustache.
Well, I think the option is like growing out your taint hair, and you can't really show that off. Like you can't just walk around showing your taint and say, hey, I'm growing this for men's health awareness.
How low were they? Yep.
Well, it was only one of them. And it was really odd. I just woke up one morning in just incredible pain and called my wife and said, hey, man, this kind of sounds awful, but my ball's killing me. And she looked it up online and said, you need to get to the emergency room right away. And it is the most painful thing I've ever been through in my life.
I enjoy how you and called your wife. You go, hey, man, my balls hurt. What should I do?
I saw you making fun of Trey today for what he named his dog.
He named his dog Kyler.
Yeah.
That's not a good dog name.
No, it sounds like a rich white kid.
It does. It sounds like one of the kids on our baseball team.
I would have thought he'd go NASCAR somehow.
I told him he should have named the dog either after me or Denny Hamlin.
Well, if it, actually, what he needs to get is one of those little pet pigs and call him Hamlin.
Now, that's a good idea.
That's a thought. No, I'm very professional. It's the equipment that's not agreeing today.
Oh, you're blaming your tools.
Exactly. My tool doesn't work very well.
Well, we've known that for some time. I think we could get you an advertiser that would help you with that. Have we ever seen any president with their shirt off? Maybe Reagan, huh? In a movie or something? No other presidents take their shirt off.
I've seen Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau with his shirt off.
Haven't we seen Putin with his shirt off, too?
Yes.
Are we sure that wasn't a photoshopped fake news photo?
No, why would the Russians ever do something like that?
Right. You are a Russian truster.
How can you not trust the Russians?
I know, they've been such a great ally to us for basically eternity. What am I thinking?
Holly says, sounds cheap and classy, like New Orleans, fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Holly.
I would say...
Josh, the way this happened was Fred was tying his shoes and his ball got caught in the laces. It was a horrible thing.
I had been on a drunk bike ride the day before, and I'm pretty sure I did something then.
It got caught, like, got caught in the spokes. Like a baseball card.
Exactly.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I like telling stories about your old balls.
Yeah, well.
And Josh laughs like the Joker in the original Batman television series.
Yeah, yeah. Who was it? Cesar Romero?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just glad that it's one of the reasons you guys need to keep me around, just so you have somebody to make fun of, because, you know, you couldn't do that with everybody.
I agree. Not everybody's as good a sport as you.
Somebody said, well, not everybody has as many things to make fun of. That's the deal. I mean, I got a million of them. 281 says you should have played AJ laughing maniacally at Dakota's 45 million.
That was a good one. Too. That was a good one.
No, it was a good week. It's hard to make the cut, but fun having Josh around and chatting with him a little bit, and hopefully we'll be doing more of that. A good week all the way around, and more good stuff coming, but not before a little 3-day break here, which I'm kind of looking forward to. I'm going to see if I can stay drunk for 3 days.
That sounds like a good time anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'll be able to pull it off, but I'm a professional. I can make an effort. But yeah, we're going to wander over to our neighborhood bar and see if it's crowded here as soon as the show's over, and hopefully it won't be because, you know, I'd like to eat, but if it is, I'm going to wait. But if you're out and about, be smart, guys. If a place is really crowded, go someplace else. Don't take any chances and just have some fun. So, try to get your life to where you're comfortable with whatever's going on out there. Whether it's
that's it.
Yeah, I mean that's all you can do, and that's kind of where I am right now. Aaron, you got any plans?
Gonna go see my grandparents tomorrow. Spend some time over there. Probably fix up something on their house that was been busted for a while. And Sunday, gonna go gorge myself on crawfish, and probably use my newly fixed power washer on Monday.
Nice. Power washing does give me like a bit of a I don't know why I like it. It gives me a high.
There's a subreddit called Power Washing Porn where people just post videos of them power washing like an entire driveway that hasn't been done in about 60 years.
Oh.
It's very relaxing to watch for a long time.
It's therapeutic. I like it.
It's a wormhole you can get sucked into.
Yeah, I'll probably get sucked into the Golf Clash wormhole again this weekend at some point. But I'll probably jump in and play one of those tournaments on Saturday. Just depends on how the day's going. And otherwise, maybe try to get out and about a couple times. But not too many plans here. I'm not crazy about going out every night now or anything like that. I mean,
right.
I'm okay with just checking things out and seeing what it's like. And, hopefully people will be responsible. And if other people aren't being responsible, then screw it. I'll just come home and I got plenty of alcohol here. So
there you go.
Well, guys, good week, man. I'm going to give both of you an A+ for the entire week.
I accept your A+.
I was pretty solid, so I'm going to give myself a D+. And I hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend, whether you're out or you're not. Just enjoy your life, man. We will be back on Tuesday. Until then, stay Rona-free, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.